Welcome to Good Money Vibes, the podcast designed to help you feel good about money. My name is Emily, I'm a money confidence coach and a financial expert, helping millennial women get unstuck and achieve their life and money goals. This episode is all about learning to spend with joy. Now, let's uncover what that actually means. How can we actually spend with joy? Well, the fact is that most of us, when we spend money, there's usually some sort of emotion tied to that. Whether it be an impulse spend, emotional spend, or something you actually really wanted. And how you then think about that spend in the aftermath of, you know, tapping your card, that's the emotion we want to focus on, and we want to make sure that that emotion is more often than not joy. Because emotions tied with money are so strong, we have to acknowledge something called the negativity bias. So the negativity bias is our brain's natural reaction to emphasize the negative feelings above the positive ones. So when we experience something that's negative, our brain is naturally going to hold on to that a lot longer. It's going to feel that emotion a lot more strongly than when we feel a positive emotion. Now, that is a bit shitty, but that's just a fact of life. And it's probably something you're familiar with. Let's think of an example. So if you're having a bad day, let's say you wake up and you stub your toe. You might think to yourself that you're having a bad day, like you got out on the wrong side of bed kind of thing. And then you might get downstairs and find out that you've run out of cereal, you've run out of milk, or there's no coffee left. And all of these things are going to add up, and eventually it's just going to be a bad day, right? It's just all going to be negative. Even if something positive happens in that day, the negative will outweigh the positive. Another way we can see this is if you ever get feedback. You can get thousands of reviews that are all positive, telling you how much they love your service, your business, your product, you know, the cake you baked. But if you get one bad review, like that one bad review stings so much more. And it's important to recognize the negativity bias, because we have to understand that sometimes when we have these negative feelings, it doesn't mean that the negative feeling is right. It doesn't mean that everything is awful. What it means is that's just the overwhelming feeling. So how does this relate to money? Well, like I said, money has very emotional, it has a very emotional connection. Money is emotional, is the short of it. And if we think about, you know, paying our bills and things like that, like often we don't feel positive about that, when actually, and this is something I'm going to be talking about later on, is we should feel joy about the fact that we are able to have a roof over our heads and food to eat and appreciating the little things like that. Anyway, let's get back to what spending with joy actually means. So now we've recognized that we need to make sure that the emotions we tie with money are more positive in order to feel good around money. But how do we actually do that? So in order to spend with joy, we need to make sure that our spending is goal-focused, it's intentional, and essentially you don't want to have any regrets around money, right? Now, going back to the fact that money is emotional, you are going to spend money when you feel bad, when you feel down, when you feel sad, and you might end up regretting that spend. Maybe you have had a bad day, so you decide to buy a takeaway, and after that takeaway you feel horrendously full, and you feel bad, not only because you ate it all, but also because you spent, what, 20, 30 quid on a takeaway that you didn't need. So those things are going to happen. It's just making sure, or kind of aiming towards, a spending pattern where the emotions tied are more positive and more joyful. And to do that, we need to make sure that we know what our goal is. What are our intentions with our money? If we're not clear on what it is our money is doing for us, then we were going to find it really hard to be positive about it. If we have no clear goal with money, we're just going to be seeing every transaction as often that it comes back to that feeling of like, oh, I don't know where my money went. You know, I've kind of got to the middle of the month and I've run out and I don't know where that money has gone. Or maybe you're earning what you see is, you know, a decent wage, but at the end of the month, you know, you haven't built any savings, or if you did build savings, you've ended up dipping into them. And again, it just all comes back to that, I don't know where my money has gone. And that's usually because there's no intention, there's no goal for the money to work towards. So yes, money is emotional, but also money is just a tool to get you from A to B. And what my job as a money coach is to help women and to help you find out what that B is. Where's the destination? Where are we going? I find the best way to do that is to look at our kind of life goals and our life purpose. You know, don't focus on the monetary value. I think when we focus on money, you might say, well, I want to have this much in my bank, or I want to make this much per month, but I want to know why. What is it all for? And that's the deeper rooted thing that we need to understand in order to spend with joy. So once we work out what your actual goal in life is, like what it is you want to do, what it is that makes you happy, you know, the things that you find joy in, then we can reverse engineer that and work out what part money has to play in your life to get you from A to B. And that plan, where we work out what money's role is in your life, that's where we can learn to spend with joy, because then we know what decisions and what actions we need to take with our money in order to achieve that life goal. So again, yes, there is always going to be those impulse spends. There's always going to be emotional spends. I think it's completely irrational to think that those things are never going to happen. You know, I have been working on my money mindset for almost 4 years now. And like, yeah, I still emotional spend. I still impulse spend. But I have built a better mindset and I have practiced intentional spending enough that I would say the majority of the money I spend and the majority of spends in my bank account, I can look back on and go, yeah, I'm happy. I'm happy with those. I'm happy with the decisions that I made. And a lot of this comes back to this feeling of abundance. Now, you might have heard of abundance, you might have heard of an abundant mindset, you may also have heard of scarcity. Now, where most people are sitting is scarcity, which is fine. That's kind of what the media in the world, and again, this negativity bias in our brain, is teaching us to believe. So what scarcity is, it's this feeling that there's never enough. And I can bet almost everyone listening can be like, yeah, it feels like there's never enough. It feels like there won't be enough to, you know, achieve my goals. But in actual fact, there is more than enough. We just need to train our mindset. You know, when I was talking about how if you wake up in the morning and you stub your toe and then you go downstairs and you don't have any milk, you don't have any coffee, and then maybe you walk to work and it's raining, you know, just one of those things where there's lots of little things happening that are maybe negative and making us feel bad, and then we think it's a bad day. Yes, that is the negativity bias, but it's also something called self-affirmation. So our brain will seek to believe what it's told. And because of their negativity bias, it finds it a lot easier to understand the negative parts, right? So your brain is going to focus on those negative beliefs a lot stronger than any positive beliefs. But we can change the narrative and we can change how we think about things and how we talk to ourselves. And this is through using affirmations, which you may or may not have heard of. So what affirmations are kind of phrases that you need to speak out loud, And they kind of reframe your brain. And it's telling your brain to kind of seek that out. So you might tell yourself, I am good with money. You know, you could write that on a post-it note on your mirror. You could put it in your phone and set a reminder. Things that like, you know, I am good with money. I'm open to receiving more money. I spend money with joy. These kind of positive sayings, these positive affirmations can help our brain actually seek to affirm it. And again, it's one of those things where it is a process. Like, you're going to find that, yeah, you still have the negative affirmations, you still believe the negative things, and your brain is still going to focus on those, but we need to start introducing positive things. So the reason why an abundant mindset is so important is because if you're stuck in a space of scarcity, you're going to find it really hard to envision achieving your dream life. Because often in order to achieve our dream life, we have to get a bit stretchy. We have to go out of our comfort zone. We have to make some changes. And that is scary. And as a protection mechanism, our brain is going to tell us that, you know, it's not safe. And it's going to tell us that in a wide variety of ways. It's going to tell us that you're not good enough. It's going to tell you that there's not enough money. All of those things. In order essentially to keep itself safe. But you are safe. And that is my job as a money coach, is to help women kind of have that safety net and realize that it is okay, there is money, and we can go and find it, and we can absolutely make our dreams a reality. But I have a little hack to feeling abundant. This is the tool that absolutely changed the game for me. I started my budgeting journey in January 2020, and it wasn't until kind of April, May that things started to click. And it was when I learned about something called the bare bones budget. So the bare bones budget is essentially a budget you would create if you lost your job tomorrow. If you lost all of your sources of income, and basically if you had to make some really, really tough decisions and live on the absolute bare minimum, what are the expenses that you need to pay? So how I did this was I went through my bank statements, I looked at all my subscriptions, I looked at what I was spending my money on, and essentially if it didn't fit that bare bones budget, like if I had absolutely no money and I just had to cover the essentials, what would I still have? And I don't want you to panic here, because I'm absolutely not about cutting everything out of your budget. That is coming from a place of scarcity. But what we can do, and this is the hack, this is the number one thing I think everyone should do. Once we have this in place and we realize that actually we already have the necessities covered, everything else is extra. Everything else is abundant. And I think that's the game changer, is because we can look at what we're spending already and we get stuck in this place of scarcity, thinking that we have to cut everything out and we have to stop spending, when that's not the case. What we have to do is we need to feel comfortable with the fact that there is enough. There is enough to cover our bills. There is enough to cover so that I have enough food to eat. There is enough to cover, you know, so that if a piece of clothing breaks or rips, I can go out and like replace that, or I probably don't even need to because I have enough clothes already. Creating your bare bones budget and realizing what is the absolute bare minimum you need to live off can be such an eye-opener, because you will then be immediately aware of how much room is in your budget to actually achieve your goals and how much is left to work on whatever else you want. So for me, it kind of comes down to putting money into savings towards exciting goals, putting money into investments that I can live off later in life, investing money into a business or a passion project, things that really kind of light my fire. And it doesn't mean not spending money. So I still, my favourite places are Lucy and Yak, Oliver Bonus? I can never say it. I think that's how you say it. You know, these sorts of places where it's, you know, bright and colourful, that is my vibe. So yes, I still go into stores and make impulse spends because I know I can, because I know that I have more than enough. I know that my essentials are covered. And you might find that you need to do this process again after a couple of years because, you know, things will have crept up. That is just completely natural. We live in a capitalist society. We are constantly being marketed towards. You're going to sign up for new subscriptions. You're going to sign up for things that you don't use anymore. You're going to buy things that you don't need. Like, that's just life. That's fine. And I don't want you to feel any embarrassment, shame, guilt, or any of these negative emotions around the things that you've already done, because who cares? Like, that's done. We're looking forwards now. I don't want anyone to dwell on the past and to dwell on any past financial decisions, whether you view them as good or bad. Money is not morally right or wrong. It literally just comes down to, okay, making sure that my family's essentials, you know, my essentials are covered. Okay, what do I want to do with my life? What do I want, you know, for my family? What do I want for my children? How can money do that? What do I need to do to go and get that? It's all about kind of reverse engineering. And then it comes to the practice. Then it comes to, okay, I'm out in town. I'm, you know, in the shops. How can I spend more intentionally? And what will happen is when you have a goal-focused budget. So this is when the leftovers from your budget, so after your bare bones budget, your leftovers, you know, are working towards a clear goal. Once you have that clear goal in mind, and bearing that it is important enough to you, that it aligns with your values, that it is exciting, that is going to be on your mind. And I want it to remain on your mind. So it might be another post-it or phone reminder that you set up. Maybe you might create a vision board as your phone wallpaper or your laptop wallpaper, or you just create an old school vision board and put it by the side of your bed. Have that goal in your mind constantly, and you will find spending with intention and spending with joy is so, so easy, because you know exactly what it is you have to do. You know what the goal is. So you know that when you're invited to dinner, you know how you feel about that. You might actually be like, do you know what? Going out with friends and socializing is really important to me. You know, that's one of my values. So you just create that into your budget. Or you might find that actually that isn't that important to me, but I still want to make sure that, you know, there's a bit aside for it. And when I do get invited, maybe I won't spend as much as I maybe would have done otherwise. The key is literally just knowing what your goal is and what you're excited for, and everything else will fall into place. And like I said, accidents are going to happen. Things are going to get in the way. Life is going to happen. Things, unexpected things will happen. You will end up making decisions with money that maybe you don't feel so good about, and that's okay. That is life. And just while I'm on that, I just want to press the importance of an emergency fund while also creating. So we've got bare bones budget, whatever is left. If you don't already have an emergency fund, I would focus any additional income on that to get an emergency fund set up. And all that is money that is set aside for if anything unexpected comes up, or if you ever need extra cash, like that pot of cash is there to help you. And once you've got that in place, so once we have a budget where we know that our necessities are absolutely covered, we know that our excess money is working towards our life goals, we know that we have a pot of cash there should we need it in emergencies, that can happen in a couple of months. You can create those three things in a couple of months. You will then have complete financial stability, financial confidence, excitement, all of those things. It is so much simpler and so much closer than you think. So I feel like I've covered quite a lot. So to summarize, spending with joy is a lot easier than you think it is, but be aware that your brain is going to focus on the negative and those emotions are going to feel so much stronger. But don't let it get you down. Don't let the fact that you have a bad day or something unexpected come up stop you on your way to your goal. No progress is completely like linear. Like there are ups and downs. That's just natural. We are living, breathing organisms and things go wrong. So be patient with yourself, be kind with yourself, get excited for what your life goal is. And if you need any help with that, if you feel like this is something you really want to work on, then please do get in touch. I have a 12-week one-on-one coaching program, which is designed to do exactly what I've talked about in this episode, which is to help you work out what your life goals and purpose are, what your values are, and creating that budget that is in line with all of those. I also help you work through any limiting beliefs. I help you work with your money mindset and ultimately building that action plan using my financial expertise to get you from A to B. Another really good tool to use while I'm just closing is financial journaling. What that is kind of getting a closer look on what your emotions around money are. So you might, at the end of a day, write down the spends that you made so you can go on your banking app and work out what you spent that day. You could write them down and then just simply write how you feel about that. I would recommend financial journaling in the earlier days of your journey, just because it's going to help you work out what the emotions around your spending are, what feels stronger, like what emotion is more prevalent, what your triggers are, and just overall it's going to help you get a better understanding of your spending. And from there you can, you know, alter it, you can work on improving, or you can work on shifting how you feel about a type of spending to a more positive way. It's just a really good tool to get on top of the emotions around money, because like I said, like money is so emotional and those negative emotions are going to be so much stronger than the positive, but we need to focus on the positive and reward ourselves and celebrate when we do manage to achieve those things. So thank you for listening. I've done this in one. I'm actually not going to edit this episode because I quite enjoyed just talking. And oh, sorry, got a bit of a cold. If you have listened and liked what you've heard, then please do let me know on Instagram or pop me an email. You can also leave a review for the podcast. That would be great. But I understand we're only two episodes in, so that's also fine if you don't want to do that. Chat to me, let me know that you're here, and let me know if there's anything specific that you want me to cover. And let me know if you're going to give this a go. I would love to know if you are going to give the idea of creating a bare bones budget and then from there creating your goal focus budget. Speak soon, and thank you for listening.